You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media this Thursday afternoon. It's the fourth day of February. We're joined by Mike Tenorum. He's at T-Storm in Chicago. Thanks, Mike, for being with us. Let's start in South America and discuss crop conditions there. We're getting later in their season. How are things in Brazil and Argentina?
Well, for the moment in Brazil, they're improving for soybean harvesting in the northern areas, as well as for second crop corn planting. Recall that once you harvest your soybeans in northern Brazil, you follow that up with second crop corn. At least that's what a lot of producers there do. So we do have a bit of a drier pattern taking place for the next 10 days or so, and that should allow both of those activities to improve with time. Once we get into next weekend, the upper level high that's responsible for some of that drying moves away, and that should allow cool fronts to move further to the north. Those cool fronts will help more thunderstorms to form once we get into next weekend and then leading into the last week of February. So that could slow things down a little bit. That might be something to watch going forward. But for the time being, it's pretty quiet on the Brazil front, and it will probably stay that way for some time. We need to have either this dry period last longer than expected or the wet period coming up toward the end of the month to really delay planting and harvesting in order to get too excited about any Brazil issues, or at least any new Brazil issues going forward. To the south in Argentina, some of these areas have been a little bit dry, especially from eastern Buenos Aires through Entre Rios. We would estimate that around 15% of corn and soybean production in Argentina is considerably drier than it should be, considering that not much rain has fallen since about January 1st. Much of that region received half of its normal rainfall or less. Going forward, thunderstorm chances do improve. We look for a couple of storm systems to move across that region starting tomorrow, and more so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That should develop 1 to 2 inches of rain region-wide across Argentina. That will be helpful for those drier areas, but do keep in mind that a portion of Cordoba, which is one of the key producing states of Argentina, has been very wet with around 12 inches of rain since January 1st. Normal rainfall would have been around 4 inches. It's isolated to the southern parts of that state, but they also receive significant rainfall. So while some areas will clearly benefit from upcoming rain, some areas will stay a little bit too wet. Again, this is minor stuff at this point. We'll just have to watch it and see what happens going forward.
Speaking of minor things, the southern plains seem to have been dry for a bit. Any concerns we have there?
Well, not at the moment, but the big blizzard that hit Nebraska and northern Kansas on Monday and Tuesday generally missed all the hard red winter wheat from southern Kansas and points on to the south. That region has been fairly dry over the last 30 to 40 days, and we don't look for much or any real rain or snow over the next 10 days. So now we're starting to get into a fairly long period of time without a lot of rain or snow. Whether or not that lasts will become a more important issue with time. But of course, as always, we'll be keeping an eye on it and really watching it more toward the latter part of March and into April.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Mike Tenorum with T-Storm Weather. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.